This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
I have the very special honor to have Kurt Obley, Chief Operating Officer and Chief Product Officer of DeepWatch. We're talking about managed cyber provider for being a partner in your cybersecurity journey and deliver something that's so important. We can't be 100% secure, but we can be resilient. Kurt, welcome to the hot seat.
Hey, Gary, thank you very much for having me in today.
So DeepWatch is an incredible company, and you were talking to me earlier about the adversaries and how things have changed. I mean, the landscape, the dynamics, the way the bad guys have automation and the dark web, it's growing exponentially. How do we get one step ahead of these guys?
You know, I always use the analogy. I happen to be like a college soccer player, but I love watching NFL football. And you have a game on Sunday and you're planning for the next game the following Sunday. So what do? You study all the analytics and digital streaming from your competitor's game, and you try to understand their offense and defense. So as, cyber defenders, that's a key piece of this, right? If you understand the offense, which is always changing, you have a better ability to put the engineering, the architecture, the people, process, technology in place to better defend. So here at DeepWatch, we have our advanced threat intelligence team, and they work across our alliance partners, and they work across government and across our wide customer set. And, when I get those briefings from the team showing that, adversaries are using dark AI to take, the old world of script kiddies, right? Well, they've kind of got older and they're doing their thing, but there's a whole new generation of adversaries that are using dark AI to up their game, to take what I would say is a less mature adversary and make them more mature. So we're seeing that, which is really resulting in the speed of adversaries to be able to compromise a system much faster. Malware is only being used like maybe in 30% of the attacks now, where identity and cloud attacks are, increasing significantly.
Wow. So the dynamics of the bad guys have changed. They're changing their tactics. You have an adversary tactics and intelligence threat report that you put out recently. Are there any verticals you're seeing are under more attack? Is healthcare the big target lately? Like, who should worry the most?
Well, everyone should worry and manage their the realistic world that we live in today is that everybody is a potential target. So everyone should have a proper risk management program, a proper security program, because cybersecurity is really a horizontal capability across all industries. Now, the reality is some industries have more complexity to them. Some industries maybe not as funded as others. Right now, I think the one we're seeing mostly reported on publicly is healthcare. Because of the unique dynamics that CIOs and CISOs are on for digital transformation to make the hospital more effective, more efficient, a great experience for both the medical providing teams as well as the patients. It's a complex environment. And because there's a complex environment, we're seeing very large scale breaches, but more importantly, impact on both healthcare providers like hospitals, but also like companies that are doing, creating the different drugs and prescriptions that we have and hitting that whole supply chain.
So the supply chain's under attack, manufacturers are under attack, healthcare's under attack, our biggest banks are attacked every day. A lot of the innovation in cyber has been to, speed up a response. I'm wondering, what can you provide to Fortune 500, large enterprises to get them one step ahead of the threat? They have so many dashboards and so many alerts. I know DeepWatch is pretty far advanced and you have a lot of patents. Can you tell us about what you do to help kind of hone in on what's really happening?
Cybersecurity is a team sport. And there's so many customers out there that have great expertise, but maybe they're not well funded or the company is growing and they need help in different ways. So we strive to be a partner with our customers. We're just an extension of their team and work very closely with them. And to do this, we give, a number of options. to help meet clients where they are so that we can help them get to the maturity level and the risk management program level that they're comfortable with as they go forward. So we bring forward our AI platforms approach, which is built on our open data security architecture, which we just recently announced. And what that allows us to do is we have strategic partners. We'll leverage any technology that's out there, but we have strategic partnerships with CrowdStrike. We have strategic partnerships with AWS and others. And when we can give different business models for customers. So for example, if a customer likes a traditional managed security services model, we provide MDR service that's just world-class. You can see that from third-party reviews. We're constantly working to improve that. I'm new to the company. We're making some very big investments to keep delivering. But the reality is we're also bringing our MXDR capabilities to market. And that's where we're bringing a turnkey stack. And depending on what the customer needs, they can pick from either. And that's where we're a hybrid provider. They want some more of the MDR providing or turnkey MXDR with a certain set of stacks. And we bring that into our platforms because what we're seeing is customers have hundreds of tools. That is a lot of hard work for the engineers and architects to understand all those tools. And then you got to train all your operators on all those tools. Well, now we're seeing the tools are starting to condense to save money. You don't have so many licenses and learnings, but it's getting down to several platforms, not just one platform. So we're able to do a platform of platforms across from that, leverage the best R&D from our alliances, and bring everything together into a single dashboard of detections, but then an executive dashboard through our security user interface. So if you're an executive, you get to see exactly what's going on. But if you want to pivot to deeper single dashboards, you can. And if you really need to decide that, hey, I want to go a little bit deeper and our hyper automation hasn't already solved that problem, or it's, removed a lot of the manual processes and our AI that's emerging is really helping the analyst to remove a lot more of the tedious time so they can focus on the more advanced attacks. We just make it a lot easier to be effective against those adversaries.
So, Kurt, you're getting rid of that signal-to-noise problem, pinpoint accuracy, and providing kind of a bird's-eye view for the threat hunter all the way up to the CIO or the CISO, so they really know what's going on. And I believe you have some patented technology on security and risk indexing and scoring. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we can. DeepWatch has been around for a number of years, and the teams over time have developed all kinds of amazing technologies, as well as patents like our security index score and our digital risk security capabilities, so that you can quickly look and understand, hey, do I have that full visibility across my environment? And has that visibility changed? And if it has gone down, which lowers the ability to prevent, detect, or respond and do that analysis, we quickly can take action to improve that visibility. And it's, I think what's most important here is actually is that continuation of building out new technologies, listening to our customers. I meet with our customers all the time, and they're under pressure all the time. New SEC regulations, no one really wants to have to do that, but if you're a public company, you have to. But that's a standard now, kind of rolling across, even if you're not really a public company. The U.S. Department of Defense is coming up with their CMMC. Meeting with our customers, they're always asking for, hey, give us a new way of getting that data to the board. It's the new ways of moving faster for better visibility, faster detection, less false positives, so that we're really focusing on what's most important. So we're constantly listening to our customers and trying to improve that. And that's where having like the huge engineering and architecture and cyber resources that we can bring to bear to help our customers. I think that's where we're going to shine. We shine now, but I think we're going to shine over time as we listen to it. We're just fanatical about listening to our customers and improving to make their life easier.
A lot of MSSPs offer, tools and remote management, but you guys are different. You're a managed cyber provider. So you offer the same things an MSSP would offer, but you offer really amazing cybersecurity experts. So you have people, you help with processes, you help with compliance, and you help with the tools.
We do. And there is such a variety of definitions out there. Like what is an MSSP, or what's an MSS, what's an MDR, what's an MXDR? We have everything from standard turnkey solutions as we afford, but also being able to help customers maximize the technologies maybe they've and the people and process they've already invested in. That's why I kind of look at us as a cyber provider, because we do have that MDR service today. We have our MXDR service, that turnkey that's coming out. And depending on what the customer needs, that old school thinking of, hey, we're going to send you homework, that was something that happened years ago. But I think the modern cyber providers are working closely with the process, right? There's a change management process if you're going to do a response, what type of responses, and integrating and being part of your customer team is what's starting to separate like cyber providers in the market versus maybe a traditional MSSP.
That's wonderful. I mean, so many of these large companies can't handle the latest threats on their own. To have a partner who really gets it, to be more resilient, is amazing. You had said that malware is maybe 30% of the latest attack vector. What's the other 70%?
It's interesting. I'll say this several times, as cyber is a team sport. We'll work with a customer that has a huge team, or we work with customers that have a 50,000 people in their company, but they only have a 20 person team, when they're like rock stars, right? But there's only 20 people. We take all the best practices we're learning from across our customers, as well as sharing that back with our customers. And the terabytes and terabytes of telemetry we're pulling in from not just our technology, but we're bringing the best top-rated technologies to market. So I'll use CrowdStrike as just one example, but we have partnerships with Tenable and Splunk and others. We're constantly looking for new technologies and innovations, but when a customer says, hey, what's your technology and what do you bring with others? It's nice to say, hey, we're a strategic partner with CrowdStrike. We're bringing the best of CrowdStrike and the best of DeepWatch and our other partners. So they kind of get that best of the best. And what we end up learning is, yeah, about 30% of the time that malware is used in the attack. The other 70% is more clever attacks, because as we went from static AV signatures, and there are certain companies that still use static, but we go to more next generation AV, machine learning based, behavior based technologies, adversaries have changed. They said, hey, look, now let's target the identities. So depending if you're looking at a DeepWatch report, or you're looking at a government report from Department of Homeland Security, or you're looking at a report from like a CrowdStrike, it ranges from 55 to 75% increase in identity-based attacks. Why? Because if I can compromise the identity, I'm going to really be able to get in, move lateral, and it's much harder to detect. So that's one of the big areas. And once they get in, they're living off the land. And you've heard that a long time. So we're seeing better phishing, especially use of dark AI and Gen AI and some other combinations. We're seeing an increase in identity-based attacks, increasing cloud attacks. And all the other things we've always talked about for the last years, they haven't just gone away, right? They're still out there too, but we get better at defending against them. And we'll get better at defending against the areas that I just mentioned as well.
A lot of the challenges that large enterprises face, Kurt, is the supply chain. And a lot of the supply chain has moved to the cloud. So it's a lot of SaaS offerings and SaaS APIs and connectivity. Do you help defend against the risks that a third party might cause a breach?
We do, and we do partner with our customers very closely on that. The reason supply chain, and you've seen this from SolarWinds and other very public attacks, once a customer gets more and more mature, and that's one of the things we're continuously working with our customers to keep working together and help mature, where are the weaknesses? Well, if you're a smaller supply chain provider that may or may not have had the investments, because we talk to businesses, right? It's not just a breach anymore. It's a machine. You lose data, which is bad. Now, if you have a cyber attack and you don't have the right controls in place and the people in the process and put in place to actually make that effective, and you're measuring it and you're practicing, impact could be twice the value of the company. We've seen that in very high profile attacks starting from last summer out in Las Vegas and others, right? And so if I can target supply chain where I have a less mature environment, and that could be that gateway in because you're a trusted provider. So now that we know that that is an attack vector that keeps being compromised, we can reach out to smaller companies. We're an enterprise provider, you know, thousand person company to the sky's the limit. So we focus on enterprise. Now we do have standard solutions to help the supply chain folks, but I do find this interesting is sometimes a smaller company will really ask for, it's kind of like if you go out and whatever your favorite car is, right? You know, maybe you're driving a Jeep Wrangler or a Jeep Rubicon, something a little bit newer, but you really want that Formula F1 car. So you're asking for all kinds of fancy stuff. Well, if you don't have that budget for that, you might want to use a standard solution to improve maturity versus trying to build an F1 car. And I've seen that from many different customers, and there's a trade-off in price there and performance.
Yeah, if I were the CISO of a large enterprise or a Fortune 1000, I'd want my security index from DeepWatch on my desk every day. I want to know where we stand and where our risks are. And when I have something that my team can't handle, to have you guys parachute in and help fix it and solve these problems is way more than the traditional MSSP. So that's awesome. Kurt, is there anything we haven't covered that you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners?
Well, Gary, thanks for taking some time together. You know, I've joined DeepWatch a few months ago, and it's just been personally so exciting to be with another outstanding team here that is really focused on our customers, defeating adversaries, and the pace of innovation that we're bringing now is just so exciting. I mean, every day is just exciting to, you know, wake up, have the chance to work with our alliances, work with our customers, work with our teams, and help our customers. So at the end of the day, we hope to have the opportunity to partner with more and more customers and help them win versus the adversary.
That's wonderful. Kurt Obley, you are the Chief Operating Officer and Chief Product Officer at an amazing company, DeepWatch, found online at deepwatch.com. Folks, if you want to achieve cyber resilience with advanced threat detection and response capabilities backed by experts like Kurt and his team, visit DeepWatch online today and then.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7 by 365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio with your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milevsky.